We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, virtuous viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Ilka Tinger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Saling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Ulka, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47, and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hutul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an education campaign supported by the United Nations now expands in Africa. In environmental news, Lutheran Norwegian church leaders are dedicated to climate change awareness. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Singaporeans Captain Budi and Mrs. Peggy Sohardi, who founded an orphanage in Indonesia. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 19th, human and animal rights advocate and Quaker religious leader, Mr. John Woolman, was born in New Jersey, USA, in 1720. Mr. Woolman lived simply. He traveled much by walking and was devoted to sharing Christian teachings. An outspoken abolitionist, his journal is considered one of the classic accounts of inner spiritual life. Mr. Woolman felt great compassion towards animals and stated, "I believe that where the true spirit of government is watchfully attended to, a tenderness toward all creatures will be experienced. May people everywhere respect and cherish all life in the manner of the open-hearted Mr. John Woolman."
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Mexico. Rains that drenched central Mexico since September 1st triggered landslides in the district of Magdalena Contreras, causing at least 5 people to lose their lives as 1,500 were displaced. On September 9th, expressing her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our Native Association members go help the most vulnerable, saying funds would be available as needed.
Our association's Mexican relief team found that the landslide had completely destroyed and buried most homes in the region, rendering over 60 families in need of aid. Another 54 families at risk were forced to evacuate. Upon being informed of the situation, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $10,000, an amount that could obtain $33,000 in supplies if bought in the United States, based on Mexico's cost of living.
Covering their own expenses, the relief team traveled to Magdalena Contreras and delivered a financial contribution to 4 families who had suffered the loss of family members, as well as their homes. The team also went to Tecolutla, where they distributed 1,000 bags of food, cleaning supplies, and blankets and alternative living flyers to flood victims.
Muchas gracias a la maestra que se acordó de nosotros porque la verdad en las naciones sufrimos muchísimo y dice que Dios vaya la va a premiar muchísimo. Muchas gracias.
Nosotros queremos darle las gracias por todos estos apoyos a la maestra suprema Qinghai, que qué bueno. Para nosotros es motivante y agradable que haya personas que se preocupen por nuestras comunidades y por nuestra gente.
We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's care that brings comfort to the distressed and also thank our association's relief team for their diligent endeavors. Wishing the affected Mexican people a smooth recovery to the happiness of their daily lives as we pray for the lessening of such calamities through humanity's increased care for all beings.
Firefighters struggle to control 52 Queensland fires. All 600 firefighters of Australia's Queensland Fire and Rescue Service have been working to extinguish 52 blazes across the state. On Saturday night, a state of emergency was declared in central Queensland, where a fast-moving blaze sparked panic among residents near Mount Archer National Park, on the outskirts of Rockhampton. With the flames having engulfed at least one home and threatening 100 others, officials called on all residents to quickly evacuate the area. Erratic winds and high temperatures have also sparked fires in New South Wales and Western Australia. Heroic firefighters, we are thankful for your brave efforts to douse the flames. Our prayer for your safety and that of all the area's residents. With the grace of the providence, may our greater care of all beings help these dangerous events subside.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Germany offers support for development in Yemen. A total of 79 million euros are being donated to help finance the nation's water and education projects, along with technical and financial assistance to more quickly provide tangible improvements to the people. Germany has also donated 1.5 million euros for humanitarian aid to be distributed among relief agencies in Yemen. Many thanks and heaven's blessings, Germany, for continuously extending your helping hand to our Yemeni brethren. May the warm-hearted people of Yemen flourish in comfort and plentiful sustenance.
Beef tongues deemed unsafe. Approximately 33,000 pounds of beef tongues from an Omaha, Nebraska company is being recalled because they may still have tonsils attached. Tonsils are considered a specific risk material as they are known to contain the infective agents in cattle that may suffer from mad cow or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is fatal in humans. We pray that humans and animals alike remain safe from this disease as we look forward to a future in which everyone chooses the wholesome and humane plant-based fare.
Swine flu's most vulnerable victim groups identified. The World Health Organization, or WHO, has identified the groups most at risk of contracting swine flu as being those with chronic lung disease, children under 2 years of age, and expecting mothers. Health officials have also concluded that obesity and morbid obesity are present in a large number of severe and fatal swine flu cases.
The swine flu virus continues to take lives at a rapid pace, with the global toll of fatalities reported to have reached 4,774, according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. Countries with increased deaths include the United States, South Korea, the United Kingdom, Iran, Cuba, Trinidad and Tobago, China, Spain, and Hungary.
In most countries, swine flu's prevalence is too widespread to quantify. Dr. Ann Shukat, director of the U.S. National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, noted that whereas recent regular flu season saw no more than 88 deaths of children, 86 from swine flu have already been reported, even though the flu season has only begun. The World Health Organization has called upon countries in the Northern Hemisphere to prepare for a challenging fight against swine flu, noting that it overwhelmed Southern Hemisphere hospitals during their flu season.
It saddens us to know that world citizens are suffering or living in fear of the ongoing pandemic. We pray for the day when fellow humans, including children, will be spared from such tragic diseases through the adoption of the immunity-enhancing organic vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc. 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pigs disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org. www.vegsource.com or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Libya frees 88 detainees. According to the government-sponsored Human Rights Association, many of the inmates had belonged to the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, whose talks with the government have resulted in their formal renunciation of violence in favor of diplomatic negotiation. The freed persons were greeted joyously by families upon their release and are being helped by the Human Rights Association in finding jobs and housing. Our appreciation, Libyan government, Human Rights Association, and former group members, for these auspicious steps towards unity and peace. Wishing the freed persons fresh new beginnings and lives of wholesome goodness.
Loving Hut opens in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. The spacious new Loving Hut in the beautiful southern U.S. city of Atlanta, Georgia, welcomed a huge crowd of guests on its grand opening day. Attending as guest of honor was Georgia State Senator Kurt Thompson.
The fact that you would bring a vegan restaurant to our community is also great because we have such a multicultural community here.
It's one of the newest additions to the growing Loving Hut international franchise that so far spans 13 countries. Thanks to the original concept and encouragement of Supreme Master Ching Hai, a quick survey of the multicultural guests, many of whom were not yet vegan, garnered all favorable feedback.
Excellent, superb, succulent, delicious. It's the best restaurant around.
It was fresh. Everything tasted so flavorful, from the basil roll to the tofu. It was amazing.
The cake is good and the food is good.
And the service is great.
Oh, very much. I like the atmosphere. I like the space. I like the people. The food is great. Variety from so many countries, and very healthy and very tasty, everything.
Many patrons acknowledge that such tasty fare would help them become vegan.
Absolutely, because look at all the options we have here.
You don't miss the meat. It's like barbecue, whatever is delicious.
I would consider switching. Yeah, it's very good.
My roommate said if she can cook like this, she will become a vegetarian.
It's healthier, feel light after eating, you don't feel so heavy, so I recommend it.
I'll be back again with my family.
The customers have spoken. Congratulations, Loving Hut in Atlanta, Georgia, USA, and best wishes for all enthusiastic diners as they explore the wonderful world of delicious and vibrant vegan cuisine.
A special thank you goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose loving example is the wellspring by which Loving Hut continues to expand across the globe. May more people adopt the vegan diet to help the earth, their families, and themselves.
Save our planet. Leading scientist calls for more immediate emission reductions. At the International Energy Agency ministerial meeting in Paris, France, Nobel laureate Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, said that carbon emissions must peak no later than 2015 to stabilize temperatures so they do not exceed 2 degrees Celsius or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
Moreover, regarding the upcoming December United Nations climate meeting in Denmark, he stated, "It is not enough to set aspirational goals for 2050. It is critically important that we bring about commitment to reduce emissions effectively by 2020.
It's going to make life even more miserable."
Dr. Pachauri, we are thankful for this clear reminder of our vital need to act quickly to avoid disastrous consequences. Our prayers that leaders at the December United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change make wise and heroic decisions to ensure the survival of our Earth.
The real solution and the swiftest way to halt our planetary crisis has been highlighted time and again by Supreme Master Ching Hai, as during an October 2008 video conference in Thailand.
"We must let people know it's urgent now and it's time to stop global crisis. Time is short and we must all act as one to save our world from disappearing, to save our lives and all the lives on the planet. Everything else takes too long. So the fastest and easiest way is to stop animal products and to stop consumption of it. The result will be almost immediate, within few weeks. It's just the meat industry that causes the most pollution for the planet. That the planet is overloaded. Nature is overloaded. The ocean is overloaded. So everything warms up because of meat and animal products. If we change into vegetarian diet, this planet will become a paradise. Will be plentiful, will be peaceful, will be very happy for everybody to live on.
Save our planet. Maldivian cabinet meeting held underwater. To bring international attention to the threat of rising sea levels faced by the island nation, Saturday's meeting of the Maldives cabinet was held several meters beneath the sea. Donning wetsuits and scuba gear, Maldivian President Mohamed Nasheed and 11 government ministers submerged themselves underwater, where they endorsed an SOS resolution that would be presented at December's United Nations Climate Change Conference in Denmark.
The signed document is a call for a united international action to address global warming. President Nasheed said, "We want to see that everyone else is also occupied as much as we are with climate change, and would like to see that people actually do something about it. If Maldives cannot be saved today, we do not feel that there is not much of a chance for the rest of the world."
President Nasheed and Maldivian cabinet members, our accolades for your gesture of sincere concern. Let us all step in unison now towards sustainable lifestyles to preserve the beautiful islands of Maldives and our world.
Save our planet. Finding that increased environmental sound threatens biodiversity by limiting the animals' ability to communicate with each other, U.S. scientists highlight the importance of reducing noise pollution.
Save our planet. Ethiopian agronomist Gabisa Ijata is awarded the 2009 World Food Prize for his development of a sorghum plant that is resistant to drought and weeds, which has already enhanced food security for hundreds of millions in arid sub-Saharan Africa.
Save our planet. In Dubai, United Arab Emirates, city residents are asked to adhere to eco-building standards as well as plant green roofs, making the city cleaner and healthier for everyone.
Stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life. Mirabel and I are vegan. Today, we're going to share a tip on helping your dog friend after taking an invigorating walk together at the seaside. Because your dog companion will be exposed to sand and perhaps salt water, it can cause her or him to have dry, itchy skin. Yes, Laguna, to prevent that from happening and causing your friend discomfort, it's important to give your fantastic canine pal a refreshing shower or bath when you get back home.
Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, Schools for Africa campaign is expanding to reach millions more. The educational initiative, sponsored by the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, the South Africa-based Nelson Mandela Foundation, and the Germany-based Hamburg Society for the Promotion of Democracy and International Law, reached its goal of raising $50 million one year early. It will now be able to add 5 more countries for a total of 11 nations in Eastern, Western, Central, and Southern Africa, supported by the project. Textbooks, school equipment, meals, health checks, safe drinking water, and immunization are provided by the program. Our congratulations and appreciation, kind supporters of Schools for Africa, for your enhanced ability to assist more youth. May the bright children of Africa have glorious futures in a sustainable world.
In environmental news, Lutheran Norwegian church leaders are dedicated to climate change awareness. The most revered Olav Skjæveland, Bishop of Agder and Telemark, who also serves as president of the Bishops' Conference, an office that represents the Church of Norway, said the church has been active in promoting increased consciousness about global warming.
En påvirkningskraft, og en av kirkens oppgave å si at dette et presserende etisk spørsmål i vår tid. Og det gjelder også blant annet rettferdighet for neste generasjon.
The Bishops' Conference will have a large delegation participating to the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark in December 2009.
Vi har fått en verden til forvaltning. Vi har betrodd en verden til forvaltning. Og vi må gjøre det med klokskap og med fornuft, og det der vi utfordres nå.
We respectfully thank you, the Most Reverend Olav Skjæveland, the Bishops' Conference and Church of Norway for your dedication to protecting our vibrant earth. Godspeed to individuals of all faith to take up the call to save our planet while there is still time. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting Captain and Mr. Soardi from Singapore, who have 47 children in Indonesia that they consider to be their own. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God. Please stay tuned for more giving news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a love-filled world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment about a compassionate couple from Singapore who constructed an orphanage in West Timor for homeless children.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Altruistic Singaporean couple Captain Budi Soehardi, an Indonesian pilot, and his wife Peggy founded the Roslyn Orphanage in West Timor, Indonesia in 2002. They provide for the needs of 47 youngsters and consider each individual to be part of their family. The children range in age from infants to those attending university and are offered food, clothing, housing, and education.
One of the residents, 20-year-old Gerson Mengi, said, "Mr. Budi is like my own father." Gerson came to the orphanage at the age of 12 and is now attending medical school. The Soardis said there is no difference in the way they treat their 3 biological children and those living in the orphanage. Captain Soardi said, "To help these children is a privilege for me and my wife because it's giving back to society, giving back what has been blessed to us."
The Soardis, without any agricultural training, started to grow rice on their land. They harvest sufficient crops to feed their 47 children. Our heartfelt appreciation, Captain Budi and Mrs. Peggy Soehardi, and heaven bless your meticulous care of the lovely children of West Timor. May individuals everywhere thrive in eternal love and grace.
Let's share some laughter with a joke told in Danish entitled The Prescription.
En patient gik til lægen. Patienten, jeg har svært ved at høre. Jeg kan ikke engang høre mig selv hoste. Lægen, her er en recept. Tag denne her medicin for 7 dage. Derefter kom tilbage for en undersøgelse. 7 dage senere. Patienten, tusind tak, doktor. Nu kan jeg i mindste høre mig selv hoste. Så hvad gjorde du til mig, så jeg kan høre bedre? Lægen, ikke ret meget. Jeg gav dig medicin, der forøgede din hoste.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Ciao maestra, mi chiamo Gino. Ora pratico il metodo conveniente, ma facevo uso di droga per 23 anni. Ora però sono passati quasi 3 anni da quando ho smesso di utilizzare droghe pesanti. Con la meditazione ho migliorato molto, spero che con l'iniziazione troverò quello che ho sempre cercato. Quando medito ti chiamo sempre. Gino da Italia.
Hi Gino, good to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has lovingly replied to you.
Pure-hearted Gino, it is admirable that you were able to quit addictive substances. A vegan diet can help cleanse the body and spirit as well. We're proud of you for making an effort to rediscover your higher self. Through meditating on God's heavenly light and sound, you will by and by find the peace and contentment you have been looking for. Welcome home and God bless, Gino. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much welcome your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Ruth Wasi News.
May your days be filled with celestial benediction. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Finance ministers and central bank governors from Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia affirm their commitment to a monetary union and a single currency, calling on the United Arab Emirates and Oman to participate as well.
In response to the Indian government's call for austerity in areas such as corporate salaries, billionaire chairman of Reliance Industries, Mukesh Ambani, is voluntarily reducing his salary by 66%.
Italy and the Vatican jointly sponsor an art exhibit at the National Museum of Venezia Palace, which explores the role of Christian faith in European development through 2,000 years of patron saints.
Senior Indian Bharatiya Janata Party leader and Member of Parliament Murali Manohar Joshi opposes a cow protection law, stating that killing them is against Indian culture and civilization.
Award-winning documentarian Kate Blewitt of the film Bulgaria's Abandoned Children returns to find many of the children in the film transformed through the benefit of nurturing environments.
Egypt's culture ministry announces the discovery of a sacred lake found within a temple 12 meters beneath the ground, dating to the era of the pharaohs.
Chinese basketball superstar Yao Ming and famed soprano Peng Liyuan join China's national campaign to inspire people to stop smoking.
The administration of the Dubai International Airport in the United Arab Emirates locates an Iraqi traveler and returns his forgotten goods that includes 10 kilograms of gold worth several hundred thousand US dollars.
The Canadian International Development Agency announces the donation of humanitarian aid to 5 Asian countries, including up to 29 million US dollars for Ao Lak or Vietnam to help with economic growth and rural development.
Visiting the New Orleans site of Hurricane Katrina's destruction, U.S. President Barack Obama pledges to rebuild the region.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.